Copycat, copycat. How many times have we heard that over the years? Someone just has to say what we say in the way we say it. Someone just has to act in the same way in which we're acting. If we're doing everything we know to do a good job, and somebody is pretending to be us or just like us, there may be nothing wrong with that in itself, but it could get really annoying, does it not? Well, sure enough, I've been on both sides of that equation. I always had the ability or talent, as I call, to do imitations. And I also find it interesting when someone does the same for me in some way. Right or wrong is debatable, but sometimes we wonder, can this be a good thing? Well, let's turn to the Gospel of Mark in chapter 9, because the disciples encountered an occasion just like this. If you'll look with me in Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 38. Now John answered him, saying, "Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us, casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us." But Jesus said, "Do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is on our side. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." Now think about that. Here were Jesus' disciples that often went from place to place doing exactly what Jesus told them to do. In fact, as we go throughout the Gospels and even into the book of Acts, we find that there were things that God gave them the ability to do that ordinary people could not do. And here John witnesses there are those that cast out demons in the name of Christ. But didn't Jesus also teach about if we have faith even as a mustard seed, we could say be moved from here to there concerning a mountain, and it would be done so? Can we think how something so small can have a great impact? After all, they were doing things in the name of Jesus. They may not have been a disciple. They may not have been one within their close-knit group. But rather, they were doing the same thing and in the same way in the name of Christ. And so Jesus' response in verse 39 was, "Do not forbid him, because no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me." Remember that Jesus knows the hearts of all men, and he knows what we do and how we do it and our reasons for doing so. Jesus also knew that he had many followers, not just the select 12, but rather others that would believe on him through the words that were spoken about him. And as Jesus rightly pointed out in verse 40, that he who is not against us is on our side. Usually we hear that the other way around, don't we? If you're not for me, you're against me. But Jesus says they're not really against you. They're doing the same thing you're doing. And that shouldn't make you mad, but that should say that can't you in some way work together? Isn't that what is going on in our world even today? We should have the authority to do things for Jesus Christ. After all, he says, "Whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." Why do we do things in the name of Christ? Because he has all authority. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus said, "All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and on earth. Therefore, if I do what Christ commanded me to do, and you did what he commanded you to do," you can see how we all work together within the authority of Christ. Similarly, Paul told the Colossians in chapter 3 and verse 17, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. I'm going to do my very best to do the right thing, because that's what Christ called me to do. And if I strive very hard to do His will, you strive very hard to do His will, shouldn't we be working on the same side? We are different members, but of the same body of Christ. We have a common purpose. We all want to get to a common place, to heaven. But of course, the only way we're going to get there is do it God's way. And that's why we follow as best we can God's Word. We all have the same book. We should all read. We should all study. And therefore grow up in all things who is the head, even Christ. This evening the invitation is extended to anyone that might be outside the body of Christ, or maybe just not living the life that you know you should live as an example and for Christ and with one another. If you need to respond in any way and we can assist you, won't you come as together we stand and sing.